Hey, it's Travis with the Side Stage Show. Join me every Thursday, noon to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time on 95.9 KRFF, heard throughout the Fargo-Moorhead area. You can also tune in online from anywhere at RadioFreeFargo.org for tunes, guests, interviews, even local community happenings. You can also check out the replay of our interviews on Spotify, iHeartMedia, iTunes, Buzzsprout, and more. Check out the Side Stage Show with Travis. Tune in, turn up, and jam out.
I'm very excited because this weekend I get to be the guest MC for the USPA powerlifting competition, the North Dakota Open over there at Metroflex Gym. That gets started at 9 a.m. this Saturday. And of course, every competitor over there is going to have a great story to tell. But one, we just felt compelled to reach out and get to know her. She's a cancer survivor, domestic abuse survivor, and she's a powerlifter competing in this Saturday's event. On the phone, joining us from the other side of the state, we've got Valerie Valentino. Valerie, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing fantastic. Well, you're heading to Fargo this weekend. I hear you haven't been here for about a year since essentially the last competition. So safe travels for you. Do you have any kind of music you like to put on the radio for those road trips?
Anything that's not going to make me think about food. On the way
I'm with you. And unfortunately, in my case, it doesn't take much to get me to think about food. Well, we're looking forward to meeting you and seeing you all compete this weekend here at the North Dakota Open. I got to ask, of course, talking about food here, it doesn't take much for me to think about that sort of thing. What kind of nutrition plan do you have to follow? What kind of guidelines do you have? I imagine it's got to be completely different from those of us trying to watch our weight.
Yeah, so normally I try to keep my diet pretty healthy, like an 80-20 balance, like 80% all clean food and 20% for those junk foods and cookies and stuff. But getting close to the meet, I had to cut about 10 pounds. So I had to really cut out the carbs, and right now I'm working on a water cut. So until 5 p.m. today, I have to drink as much water as possible.
Ooh.
And then I'll stop drinking and eating until 5 p.m. tomorrow when I weigh in.
So essentially, now again, I'm new to this powerlifting competition thing, so this kind of sounds familiar to what boxers and MMA competitors do. They've got to do the weight cuts to meet a weight class. Is that essentially what you have to do too for powerlifting?
Yes. Yep.
Wow, that's amazing. I don't know that I would have that kind of determination, but I want to ask, what are the categories like? Do you sign up for different categories, or do you have to compete in every category across the board? Essentially, how does a powerlifting competition work?
So there's a lot of, it's separated into weight classes. So the weight class I do is 148, so I need to be under 148 pounds.
Right.
So I will be going against other women in my weight class.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So there's a squat, bench, and deadlift. You can compete in all of them, or you can just do bench press only. You can do push-pull only. So there's a few different options. And then they also separate it further down to what equipment you use.
Right.
So if you wrap your knees to squat, you're not going to go against someone like me who doesn't, because that's not really fair.
Uh-huh.
So they break it up into all types of categories kind of to make it fair with who you're going up against.
That's very interesting. So what kind of prize pot are they giving away here for first place?
So usually they just do medals, but sometimes depending on how much funding they have for the event, the gym might give out like prizes, or they'll give out gift cards, and with big events, they'll give out cash prizes. So
uh-huh.
I'm not really sure what they have for this one.
Wow. Well, I tell you what, I heard you mention the word cookie. So I tell you what, if you get a first place medal for any reason this weekend, I'll make sure to have a batch of fresh cookies here from Sandy's Donuts or something. So you have that to celebrate
that sounds so good.
With your winnings. I want to know what got you started in powerlifting. What led you down this journey? Like for me in radio, I got into it because I wanted the free Bud Light poncho and the loss of hearing. But what got you into wanting to do powerlifting of all things?
So in high school, I always played sports. And then I graduated high school and I was like, well, I want to stay active. So I started going to a gym. And at first, I didn't even know how to use a treadmill. Like, I didn't know how to do anything.
Right.
And I slowly learned, and then I slowly started asking people, how do you deadlift? How do you squat? How do you do this? And I started getting stronger, and then I just kind of got addicted to getting stronger. I got addicted to lifting weight I never thought I could ever do, and right. I just got hooked on it.
All right, so how long exactly now have you been competing as a powerlifter?
I would say about 2 years now. So I signed up for my first powerlifting competition, and about 2 months in, I got diagnosed with cancer.
Oh.
So I was stubborn, and I was like, I'm going to compete anyway. But I kept getting weaker and weaker. So I ended up backing out of the meet. And then as soon as I beat cancer, I started lifting again, and I signed up for another meet, and I was able to do my first one about 2 years ago.
All right. So you brought it up. I want to talk about your cancer battle that you had. What type of cancer were you diagnosed with?
So I had Hodgkin's lymphoma, which is a cancer of your blood and your lymph nodes. And it's common in people in their early 20s when I got it, or people in their 60s.
Aha. And what kind of things were you experiencing when you realized that things were a little off or not right?
So I had a swollen lymph node on my neck
for
about 6 months. And it never happened before. I didn't know why. I went to the doctor and they didn't seem concerned. And then about a few months later, they tested it and they found out. And then everything was expedited. And then everybody was very concerned.
How long was the process? And kind of give us a rundown of the type of treatment you received.
So I got chemotherapy for 4 months. I had 8 treatments. So every other Friday, I would go get treatment. And so I'd get treatment on Friday, and then the next week I'd feel pretty crappy.
Right.
And then the next week I'd start feeling good, but I knew at the end of the week I had to go again. So it's kind of like walking, bringing yourself to the doctor just to get sick.
Kudos to you for fighting that battle and overcoming it. How long have you been in remission now?
2 years. June 1st was 2 years.
Hey, congratulations, and continued
you.
Happiness and health to you. That's quite a journey to have to go through. But not only did you go through battling cancer for that, I mean, that alone is quite the weight to bear, having to basically put your life on hold and take this head on. Not only that, though, but you were dealing with essentially domestic abuse and violence while going through cancer treatment. Kind of share a little bit. We're not trying to throw anybody under the bus here, but kind of share some of the things that you had to go through with that on top of your cancer battle.
Yeah, that definitely made it 10 times harder than it ever needed to be, because I think having people that care about you around you is really important during that. And I got cheated on, I got choked, I got thrown around. And I remember one of the hardest parts of it was I found out he was cheating on me, and I confronted him about it. And then I just shaved my head, and he went and he threw all my wigs away.
Oh my gosh.
And it was really, really hard. And I like to share my story now because I felt like I didn't have anyone. So I just want people to know that even if I don't know them, that they can reach out to me, and I would love to help anybody.
That's amazing. When for you during all of that, did you finally start seeing things turn around? You held your head up high and you were ready to make changes, and you're like, you know what? I want to take on life again. At what point did you start doing that for yourself?
I want to say once my battle was over with cancer and I was able to go to the gym again and start lifting, I just kind of threw myself in head first, and I started appreciating it again. When I started getting my hair back, I was so confident. When I started getting my strength back, I just fell in love with it. And I think I just really appreciate everything about life so much more now.
Right.
And I just see everything in a different light. And my confidence has just skyrocketed since cancer, because I'm like, I just realized how many things I took for granted before.
You know, you're an absolute warrior. I mean, you endured a cancer battle, you endured a domestic violence battle during your cancer battle, you came out on top, you're back to powerlifting, you're happy and healthy, you're in a positive and happy, healthy relationship. Kudos to you, and we're so blessed to see that you're doing well. I want to ask, because obviously this year, the pandemic, the quarantine, 2020 alone has put people in unfortunate circumstances. And one of those unfortunate things is domestic violence numbers have risen. So anybody tuning in who knows somebody, what is your message to them currently going through domestic violence themselves and don't know how to take that first step?
That you can do it, and that you're so much stronger than you think. And as soon as you get away from that person, they can't hurt you anymore. They lose all control at that point.
You know, because I'm sure you heard it many, many times, why don't you just leave? It's not that easy. You've invested so much time and energy with this person, and you're kind of in that mind frame of, you know, I'm here through thick and thin with you. And unfortunately, some of the bad times you go through were not what I was expecting. It's not that easy to just pick up and leave.
Right.
How many times did it kind of take for you before you said, you know, washed your hands and going, I'm done with this?
Way too many. Definitely, I remember, so I left North Carolina and I moved to North Dakota with him. So I didn't have friends or family here. And there was one time I tried to leave and I couldn't because I had nowhere to go. So it's hard, but if you can surround yourself with people that care about you, that helps so much.
And now here we are. You're in remission. You're a cancer survivor. You're a domestic abuse survivor. You're powerlifting. You're competing this weekend. So tell me, what is your training regimen per week? What are we looking like? Do you do 3 days a week, 4 days a week? Do you work on certain groups? How does that work for somebody training to compete in a powerlifting competition?
So I've been doing 4 days a week. So I just hit every lift twice a week,
right,
is what I do.
Okay.
And it kind of depends on your coach. So that's what my coach had me doing. They kind of, if you find a good coach, they'll work around your schedule.
Right.
So if you can only lift 3 days a week, so they can make that work for you.
Sure. Now, have you won any medals in past competitions before?
Yes. So right now, I actually have the North Dakota state records for the 148 class,
Which
is kind of why I want to cut down and stay in that weight class so I can beat myself.
So you're the girl that everyone else is gunning for when they come to compete this weekend. How does that feel?
exciting, good. Like, I hope I win, but I know if somebody else beat me, I would be happy for them because I know how much it takes to be competitive in this sport.
Absolutely. Well, training looks intense. I got to ask, we asked who you played on your cruising playlist or your road trip playlist. Who are you putting on the headphones when you're getting into an intense powerlifting training session?
Oh, anything angry and heavy rock.
I love it. Well, you're definitely on the right show, that's for sure. Valerie Valentino, come check her out and the rest of the competitors this weekend at the USPA Powerlifting Competition, the North Dakota Open over there at Metroflex this Saturday, 9 a.m. I will be the guest MC. I would love to see you guys come out. Valerie, thank you so much for making time and chatting with us here on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It was really nice.